So you talked about cytokine release with blinatumomab. The other thing that's been seen with CAR T is neurologic toxicity. You see that with blinatumomab?
Yeah, I tell my patients, okay, you might hear voices or you might have stuttering. And in fact, I have one patient, she's kind of fascinating. No one would treat her because she'd had a liver transplant and now she has ALL. I pretended to give her a little chemotherapy and said she was refractory and then started the blina. Flies into remission, but the neurologic side effect was stuttering.
Wow.
She stuttered during, you know, it was very distinct.
Wow.
And so then we let her go for a year. She's in remission. I gave her two cycles. She's in remission. She comes back. Okay, it's relapsing again. And she wants to go to Hawaii. I want to go to Hawaii with my family. So I said, okay, we'll give you 2 weeks of blina. And we packed 2 weeks in, stuttered the whole 2 weeks.
Wow.
Once we stopped it, the stuttering stopped. She goes off to Hawaii. She's in remission. But that was only 2 weeks. She relapsed about 6 months later. And the third cycle of blina has put her back in remission. The stuttering has not gone away.
Wow.
Now, the stuttering is mild. It's not terrible, but she says she definitely notices it. What causes that? We have no idea.
I mean, I've heard about aphasia or some kind of aphasia thing.
Yeah, so they'll get that a lot. One woman just like, she's not talking. She's not talking. Oh, give Decadron. We gave Decadron. She started talking again. Okay.
Wow. This woman was stuttering. You think it's the same kind of path?
I gather. It seems quite unpredictable.
Wow.
There were some auditory hallucinations. I've seen that.
Have you seen stuttering in other patients?
Yeah.
Really?
Stuttering is actually one of the more common things.
Stuttering. Wow. Do you know of any other drugs in medicine that cause stuttering?
Nope.
Wow. I wrote down here hearing voices because nobody ever said that to me before.
Oh, I definitely had that, yes.
Auditory hallucination.
The last guy I told about this, he's a functioning professional. I said, brace yourself. I don't know what's going to happen. And nothing neurologic happened, but his liver function enzymes went shot up through the roof. Whoa, we slowed down. And then after doing a lower dose and giving a little more time, everything normalized. I mean, it always seems to be something unpredictable. Manageable, reversible, with the exception of what's interesting, this first case is stuttering. But I've never used blinatumomab like that multiple times. I mean, this patient literally can't even tolerate Hydrea, is not going to tolerate anything except blina. And so I don't really have a lot of options here.